The following program is brought to you by friends and partners of End Time Headlines.
Time. I want to welcome everybody. If this is your first time joining us, again, I'm Ricky Sparrow, the founder and the voice of End Time Headlines. We welcome you to today's podcast on Facebook Live. Let us know in the comment section below if this is your first time joining us or that you're new and where you guys are joining us from. We'd appreciate to hear that from you. And we want to welcome all of our podcasters, our YouTube audience, and our Rumble audience as well. So today we're going to be discussing an interesting subject that's intrigued scholars for years, and that is going to be the subject of who are the kings of the East and are they about to make their appearance on the scene? Again, who are the kings of the East and are they about to make their appearance on the scene? So I want to get you to, let me give you some scriptures here. I'm going to pull these up. And these, there's an article here right at the top of this that you're going to see the headline, but there's two main scriptures I want to focus on today and today's topic. They're going to be right underneath this. So you've got, and I've highlighted some heading here so you guys can focus on that are watching the visual of this. Of course, you guys that are listening, we're going to read these so you can get these. Revelation 9, 13, and 17, Revelation 16 and 12 is going to be our foundational scriptures for our topic today, our study today, or our topic of conversation. In the book of Revelation, chapter 9, verses 13 and 17, John the Revelator says, and on your screen here, you see 16 and 17, but I'm going to read verse 13 and then we'll read on. It says, he saw a sixth angel that sounded a trumpet, and I heard a voice from the four horns of the golden altar, which is before God, saying, the sixth angel who had the trumpet, now listen to what he says, release the four angels who are bound at the great river Euphrates. Now I want to emphasize here the river Euphrates or the Euphrates River, because that's going to be that's going to be a focal point here when we get to this in just a minute. So the four angels who had been prepared for the hour and the day and the month and the year were released to kill a third of mankind. Now, when you get down to verse 16, it says, now the number of the army of the horsemen was 200 million. Again, that's a huge number. I heard the number of them. So John says here, he heard a specific number and it was 200 million of this army that is being prepared. Listen, in the last days, during the tribulation for the hour, the day, the month, and the year, and they will kill a third of mankind, whoever this army is. And thus I saw the horses in the vision, and he who sat on them had breastplates of fiery red, blue, sulfur yellow, and the heads of the horses were like heads of lions, and out of their mouths came fire, smoke, and brimstone. Again, that's Revelation 9, 13 through 17. And then we go a few chapters on in the book of Revelation. And he says, and then a sixth angel poured out his bowl on the great river Euphrates. There's the river Euphrates being mentioned again. And its waters were dried up. So it appears that a famine or a major drought takes place in the future that causes the river Euphrates to dry up. And as a result of that, it prepares the way of the kings from the East. So again, I want to emphasize something here. I'm going to pull this back because I want to read something to you. Let's go over some of this. These four angels that are mentioned in Revelation 9 could very well be and we've covered this in another segment before, these four angels could very well be the four chief prince spirits that Daniel the prophet saw and mentioned in his writings in the book of Daniel. And he alludes to at least two of these four, and he calls them the Prince of Persia, the Prince of Grecia. We know again that also that the spirit that empowers the Antichrist will also rise up and come out of this pit that is mentioned in the book of Revelation. And he, the spirit that comes out of this pit, who controls the Antichrist, will also put together, or he will form what scholars call the eighth and final empire of Bible prophecy, or what we call the kingdom of the beast, or the empire of the beast. Now, also, we see here that there is what is being called this 200 million man army that will rise up. And there's descriptions by John said that their colors will be red, there will be blue, and there will be yellow that will be conjoined together in this 200 million man army. Now, it's interesting to note that there has been a lot of debate on who is, or what will make up this 200 million man army. Have you ever asked yourself, who is this army? Or is it one nation? Or is it a collaboration of nations? Well, it's interesting that China, this is an actual headline up here at the top of this scripture, how China is replacing America as Asia's military titan. China's leader has refashioned the People's Liberation Army, into a force that's rapidly closing the gap of U.S. firepower, and in some vital areas has surpassed it. American victory over China in a regional war is no longer assured. Again, this was an actual headline. Let me give you some recent headline, or recent story rather, that made headlines this weekend. I'm going to read you this. I'm going to pull up this article and give you a little bit more of a backdrop on this. Look at this headline. Quote, it is inevitable that China will take an upper hand over the U.S. Chinese state media celebrates new nuclear-capable 21,000-mile-an-hour missile that can circle the Earth in low orbit before striking anywhere from space in a matter of minutes. According to a report from Financial Times, the test revealed that China has made astounding progress on hypersonic weapons. Here's another headline. Hypersonic missile launched in August. Again, this took place in August, but the full repercussions and the full report of this was not revealed until this past week. This test, it was conducted back in August, of this missile circled the globe at low orbit and missed target by 24 missiles. U.S. intelligence was, quote, caught off guard, as U.S. is one of eight nations developing their own hypersonic missiles. Quote, an op-ed in Chinese state media said the test shows the, quote, unstoppable trend that China is narrowing the gap with the U.S. in some key military technologies. Again, I want to emphasize here that John the Revelator, and some scholars even say that they point to the book of Ezekiel chapter 38 and 39, and they talk about this future war of Gog and Magog, and they talk about there will not be just one nation, but a collaboration of nations that will work together to form this 200 million man army that John the Revelator saw in Revelation 9, 13, and 17. And again, scholars also point out that they also, John also saw this in Revelation 16, and he noted them as the kings from the east. Now, there's some stuff that I want to point out to you today, and that is, one, that this is not a past tense event. This is a future event. This is an event that will take place in the future. This is an event that will transpire during the tribulation mentioned by John the Revelator in the book of Revelation. Another point is to note, just for if you want some facts here, I want to point out this. According to reports, in this past year, in 2021, China is noted to now have the largest armed forces in the world by active duty military personnel, with a little over 2 million active soldiers alone. And then we have India that's following behind them with 1.4 million. North Korea and Russia come in right behind them with somewhere between 1 and 1.5 million. It doesn't take you long, guys, to figure out here that we don't know when this is going to happen. We don't know how far out in the future this is going to take place when it does take place. But I can tell you that China alone has boasted of and has talked about how they alone are trying to achieve being the largest mass military in the world. And some experts have said that with all the soldiers they have in active duty and reserves, that they alone could produce this 200 million man army that John saw in the tribulation in the future. Now, that again, that's one thing I want to point out. Then let's talk about this. I want to pull this up on here. Then we have the fact that Russia and Turkey are, again, two nations that are directly involved in Ezekiel 38, 39, in the war of Gog and Magog. Now, that's a whole other war than the war of Armageddon, where we're going to talk about that in just a second, where this 200 million man army will be involved in. But it's interesting to note that there was a piece that was posted by the Jerusalem Post. It was an opinion piece. But look at this headline: growing relations between who? Turkey and Russia is now a concern for Israel, as it should be, because Turkey and Russia will be two nations of a collaboration of nations, of Islamic nations, that will come together as a confederacy, and they will attempt to invade the nation of Israel. Read about it. It's in Ezekiel 38, 39, and this is the classical prophetic war that many Bible scholars, prophetic authors, writers, and speakers have noted to be the war of Gog and Magog. But isn't it interesting to note that now there is concern of the relationship that's joining together, coming together, and strengthening of two nations, Turkey and Russia, who are going to be two of other nations that will come together and invade the nation of Israel. So we've got these, what you say, well, what's your point, brother? My point is, we are seeing headlines that are absolutely pointing us to Bible prophecy. And I believe that when you start seeing these things like this, when you start reading these things, when you start watching these things, and you see these things unfolding, it is pointing to, it's leading us to, and it's revealing to us who are discerning of the times and seasons in which we're in, of exactly how close we are to this. So I want to recap real quick as we're close this topic today of discussion. Again, Bible prophecy tells us in Revelation 16, Revelation 9, there is this, what is called a confederacy collaboration, or this army of 200 million men John the Revelator tells us that he identifies them with the colors red, blue, and yellow. Now, we know China is called the Great Red Dragon. These other colors could be, again, Russia being involved. It could be North Korea being involved. It could be India being involved. It could be other Muslim nations involved, and they come together. Now, why are they? Here's the question. Why are they coming to Israel? Because, again, in the book of Revelation, we know that the Antichrist comes to power. He invades Jerusalem. He sets up his headquarters, declares himself as God, and he has taken over 10 nations. He's taken over the power. He's taken over the wealth. He's taken over the oil. He's taken over the weapons. And I would even say he's taken over the food. He's taken over supplies. He's taken over the world. And the kings of the East begin to, now watch this, they take advantage of what I believe is a drought of biblical proportions takes place, and it dries up the Euphrates River. And as a result of that, it enables this 200 million man army to march straight over the Euphrates River. Not only does it dry up the river to enable this army to come and invade the Antichrist in Israel, but it also, we know according to scriptures, that these four angels will be released. We also know that Abaddon will be released. We know that this, which is the spirit that empowers the Antichrist. So all this is centered around and taking place around the Euphrates River in the last days. So other scholars have pointed that Ezekiel 38 says that points out that this alliance will be with the nation of Russia. They also point out that in Isaiah 23, that there will be some type of a trade alliance, possibly with Germany or some type of European superpower. Again, this is future tense that brings all this about. We know, again, this massive army will eventually head up in the plains of Megiddo, just Jehoshaphat, the Valley of Jehoshaphat in the plains of Megiddo. And then we know right in the midst of this, what's called the War of Armageddon, come on, the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords shows up, come on. And the Bible says he destroys the Antichrist and the false prophet with the brightness of his coming, and you can read that in the book of 1st and 2nd Thessalonians. So what am I talking about today? I'm talking about Bible prophecy that is accelerating in our times. And again, who are the kings of the East, and are they preparing their arrival? So again, there's a lot of speculation on who these kings of the East are. Is it China alone? Is it China and India? Is it China and Russia and India, or China, Russia, India, and other countries involved? We're going to find that out in the near future. And so here again, I always leave you with this. In Luke 21, 28, Jesus said, when you begin to see all these things taking place and coming to pass, look up, lift up your head, for your redemption is drawing near. Guys, again, don't forget to share this with any individuals, family, coworkers, anybody who enjoys Bible prophecy or such. Please share this with them, share the link with them, share the podcast with them, share the Rumble video, share the YouTube video, share this link with them. And I believe they'll be blessed by this information. Again, if you've not yet subscribed to End Time Headlines, please go and do that today. You can go to the main website. You're going to see a place you can subscribe. Also, download our free app. Again, I encourage you to do that. You can get it on Google Play. You can get it on Apple Play Store. It is absolutely free. If you're listening to this by podcast, just type in End Time Headlines. Look for our official ETH logo. Download that app. Hit yes to push notifications. You're going to see our podcast. You can watch. You can listen at the bottom. You're going to get all of our news and headlines from a prophetic perspective as well. Breaking news alerts when it comes. It's going to be all at your fingertips, on your tablet, on your phone, or whatever device that you use as well. And as always, guys, we want to give you the opportunity. If this ministry is a continual source of information, revelation, and blessing to you and your family, we want to give you the opportunity to sow into this ministry, become a monthly partner of this ministry. You can do that either one of two ways. You can give electronically through the app or through the main website right there. Easy to do. It'll navigate you through that. Or you can give by check or money order by making it out to End Time Headlines, P.O. Box 1391, Monroe, Georgia, 30655. So as always, guys, thank you for coming on today. Thank you for being a part of our segment today and our podcast message with this special prophetic insight, this prophetic viewpoint that we're giving you today on the kings of the East mentioned out of the book of Revelation. Tomorrow, guys, we're going to be back tomorrow and we're going to go with a practical message. We're going to bring you a message of encouragement for those who need it, those who may be a word for them. So be looking for that. And then we'll be off on Wednesday and we plan on, Lord willing, be back on Thursday and Friday as well. So God bless you. May the Lord bless you. May he keep you. May his countenance be upon you. We'll see you tomorrow. God bless.
Thank you for listening to the End Time Headlines podcast. We pray that you've been blessed and equipped by today's message. For more information about how you can help partner with our ministry, please visit endtimeheadlines.org.